You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Deep down in the Southland, we got them muscle shows. We got cornbread and catfish and cane poles.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Is Brandon Porter.
What's up, Brandon?
Man, I sometimes wish people could hear the conversations we have when we're not on the air.
Well, we can have one on air.
Talking about the lack of fans and stands and stuff like that.
I know. The sports has changed, hasn't it? Everything, all aspects of it. And it's hurt their ratings.
It has. It hurt the pocket of the millionaire owners.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, were you able to get a hold of Mike Jeffcoat?
I'm calling him right now.
Okay, well, go ahead and get him, and I'll do a little update on the weather here. Let's see what current conditions are looking like right now. See if that northeast wind's still hanging in there. The buoy offshore, just outside of Galveston there, the 22-mile buoy showing northeast 18, gusting to 20. And looks like Eagle Point's still north-northeast. It was northeast, but it's kind of got a little more north in it now. It's 14 to 18. Morgan's Point is north-northeast also at 10 to 14. So it's, I don't know. We're going to be stuck with this northeast wind for a while, it looks like. And that's not, that's helping push a lot of water into our bays also. That's a good wind to pump the tides up, you know, especially with the Sally deal going on. And looking at radar, there's scattered showers, you know, around the area. Nothing major, just real light stuff. And there's a little bit in the Gulf out from us. Looks like it's out there about 30 to 50 miles, and down in the bottom end of the Gulf, down in the Bay of Campeche, there's a lot of moisture down there, and that's what they're talking about turning into a possible tropical system that could affect, the lower coast later on this week. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that. I don't know. We'll see. See how it all materializes. It's a day-to-day thing. That's the way it works these days. Texas weather. All right, well, let's go to Mike Jeffcoat and talk to him and see how good he dodged a bullet this week. Mike, are you there? Good morning. Not yet. Well, we'll see if we call him back. Something happened. We dropped. Oh, well, no, but that was, I got a few texts and some footage. I did see a little bit on TV. Our local news had some footage of Sally, what it did over in Mississippi and Alabama and Florida. And that's probably the thing you worry about most is these big storms like that, when they really slow down and just start withering the coast away. Pumping those, good tide surges in and bringing all the rain. And I still hadn't seen an official rainfall of how bad it is. Well, let's go and see if we can get Mike up again. Mike, are you there? Good morning.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Atta boy. What's up, man?
Well, you're just a barrier of good news. I swear.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, it's 2020.
It's three in a row I've dodged.
Yeah, would you expect anything less?
Yeah. No, we dodged a major bullet. I feel for the people over the east of us, but I don't think we could have survived it.
No.
It moved too slow, and man, if that thing would have crawled up this river, I don't know if there'd be anything left there.
No.
So, matter of fact, I'm fishing today, so I'm really concerned about what I'm going to see today.
How did the water get there at your lodge?
It didn't. We had nothing inside. The surge on the river got up about 2.5 feet around the marina. It got up about 3 feet around the marina. The problem is, you know how that marina lies.
Right.
You know, there's two ponds on each side of it going in there, and them ponds are full of water hyacinth this type of year, and that water eased in there, and then that water hyacinth trapped it and had real problems trying to get it out.
Yeah.
So I'll see this morning when I go. Told the people we was going to leave here about 5:15 after I talked to you, but I think I'm going to let it get daylight before I attempt that road, because it was had a little water on it yesterday and had a lot of water hyacinths on it. So,
yeah.
You know, so I'm going to let it get a little light of light. I was talking to Brent and Brandon Ballet yesterday about their condo. It got about 4 inches in the bottom of it, so that's that's good.
Yeah.
It'd have been a lot worse. So, but you know how it's set here. You know, and I stayed.
Hell, I was praying for you, man. I was going, man, this thing, you know, and the whole time it came up the outside edge of Florida, you know, when it started its movement tracking northward, I was the whole time it looked like to me Mississippi, Alabama, you know, that top end of the Gulf. And then, boy, there at the end, I thought, oh, no, it's going to curl over and hammer Florida again. What was that storm last year, Michael?
Yeah.
That just totally obliterated Florida?
Yep.
Got up in that corner and just, man, what'd that end up being, a Cat 4 or 5?
Yeah, somewhere like that. I mean, we've had some storms, but I can't keep up with them now.
I know.
I mean, you know, so, no, you know, I was off last weekend, and I called everybody, texted all of us, and we all made it to the deer lease.
Right.
Actually, last Friday night, and I missed you Saturday morning.
I figured that's where you were. I said, man, his phone may not be working. That's why we couldn't get you.
Yeah, you know how that river bottom is. But,
oh, yeah.
Anyhow, we got all the mowing done on Saturday, and spent the night, had a great steak and everything, and I woke up Sunday morning, and one of my friends got another lodge down here. He called me and said, what are you doing? You getting cleaned out and boarded up? So what are you talking about? Man, it feels heavy straight out. I said, let me call you right back. So I jumped on my phone and looked at it, you know, and it had it coming up the west side, you know, last Sunday. It was showing right up the river nearly.
I know. I was watching that, and I'm going, oh, man, this ain't good for Jeffcoat.
Nope. And so Rusty had went home Saturday night, and I called him. And I said, hey, you need to come get my trailer and buggy and everything. I said, I'm out of here. He said, what are you talking about? And he told him. He called me back. So I left straight from deer lease and got back over here and got everything prepared. Got up Monday morning, and they said that, you know, possibly it's going to go back east. And I said, well, I'll ride it out. I'll stay as long as I can until I have to leave. And
yeah.
So I stayed here. And the highest wind we got was 52 miles an hour. So it didn't last, but just very shortly. But it blowed steadily at 30.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was watching all those weather buoys and that I watched down there. And said, well, he's getting some wind, but at least you were on the clean side of it. Man, that was a blessing.
Yeah, we got very little bit of rain. I mean, when I say very little, I mean very. Right. I had no water standing, I'll tell you that. So. But this deal, then Darlene tells me last night, or sent me a picture of that deal you was just talking about, and I'm going, give me a break. Come on. Because they're talking about how bad it's supposed to be here Saturday and Sunday, and I looked at it again a while ago, and yeah, they're talking 35-mile-an-hour winds here.
Yeah, it's supposed to stay out across open water and crawl upwards, you know, of the coast to the Central Gulf, your area, and then turn around and come right back on the same track line and then go in down, you know, south. Who knows?
Well, look at
That's
Laura.
That's a weird one.
Every time I looked at Laura, you know, she'd duck off to the east, or she'd duck back south a little bit, even southeast, and I'm going, what's this crazy thing doing? You know, it just kept zigzagging. And I think that track problem, though, was that eye would never really form for them, and they couldn't stay on top of it.
No, they couldn't get a good definition of it.
Yeah, until it got to right before it hit land.
Well, I know flood waters off Sally was unbelievable with all the rain and the tide surge, you know, thousands of people stranded. Man.
Yeah, they didn't listen to what they told them to do on that one, the people that got trapped, I think.
Well, they weren't expecting it to bend back to the east like that, and those bad feeder bands just kept nuking all that, you know, from Florida over to Alabama and just all that rain. Jeez.
Yep. Back to what I was talking about, back fishing, when I was talking to them ballet boys, that oldest son of Brandon, they was taking pictures of him. He's standing there on, you know, Red Passes right in front of the marina. He's standing there on the edge of Red Pass throwing a cast net. He got over 700 storm minnows and sold them to the marina. And when I'm talking about storm minnows, I'm talking about genuine, good 3-4-inch storm minnows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pictures of birds as far as you can see down Red Pass. So I might just drop a trolling motor in when I hit Red Pass out of the marina this morning and go to fishing. So.
Boy, there ain't no telling how many redfish could be under all that mess.
Yeah,
so. Boy, that's a lot of big stack up.
That big stack up. I love it. So, you know, I'll have a better report Saturday morning, but I'm kind of excited, but I'm kind of depressed, too, of what I'm going to see. So.
That's been that kind of year, buddy.
Yep.
I mean, it. Nothing should surprise you after this year. Nothing.
No, we was fortunate down here. You know, everybody pretty much evacuated except the old-timer hardcores. And I just stayed long enough to make sure what this thing was going to do so I could do something about freezers and stuff. But I was loaded and cocked. That thing looked like it was coming. I was out of here. But we dodged it, and just, thank God. I mean, glad 2020 is over, bro.
I'm telling you, this year can't get out of here fast enough for any of us. But we have had it better than most. At least we're in the outdoors and we're able to work and do our thing.
Well, you know, it's just like my customers that are here. I called them, I guess day before yesterday. And I said, look, you know, it's going to be sketchy for Thursday. And I said, I think Friday's good. And, you know, and my people had done counsel for the weekend. And I said, we push it to Saturday. He said, well, I'm looking at Saturday. It doesn't look too good. And we're already in Louisiana. So we're coming if you're good. And I said, I'm good. So
bring it. Up yesterday. Come on with
showed
it.
Up yesterday. Here we go. So we're going to go see what happens today.
Well, I'll check in with you Saturday and see how it turned out for you. But if somebody wants to get down your way, give them out some info, Mike. Somebody wants to come down and lodge up and fish up and do their thing in the redfish capital of the world.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. I don't have much left other than some November and some December baits. October's out the door.
Trout
already.
Time. November, yep. Man. That's trout fishing right there, buddy, for y'all.
You bet.
All right.
I'm going to be curious to see where the trout are today. So, all right. Nikki, have a good one.
Well, be safe out there today, Mike, and good luck to you, man. Break a leg. All right, buddy.
Bye.
See you. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat down in Venice, Louisiana.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. Let's go down to G-Town now. Let's check in with old Captain James Plogg, goingtothebottom.com. Can't see to can't see. What's up, Plog?
What's up, buddy?
Well, how's it going?
I'm sitting there watching the wind blow, drinking some coffee.
I know that.
Oh, well, whoa out, man.
I seen you come rolling in through the jetties at dark last night.
Man, we pulled in the slip at 9:15 last night.
Man.
And I left at 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
That's can't see to can't see.
That's can't see. That's can't stop. Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Ain't going to stop. Oh, it was terrible, Mickey. It was a beautiful day. It got right. And we didn't see a fish for 8 hours. 8 and a half. And then we found them. And it was a wall of them. It was a bunch of them. But there's a whole bunch. I think I ran, man, over 200 miles yesterday.
Did you go in a tackle box?
Yeah, we ran.
I thought that was 90. It. I couldn't hardly see. You know, I was trying to look, you know, at your video you sent me at 8 o'clock.
I was trying to take a video of them mosquitoes, man. There were millions of them. Millions of them. But next day we didn't find them thing. We found them fish at 3:40.
Goodness.
And, you know, saw a couple. We ain't seen nothing all day. At least there's something alive. And then it got going. It got going. They didn't bite real good. And we jumped. We had about 7 or 8 bites, jumped 5, and caught 2. But when you drive around for 8.5 hours, you don't see nothing. I was pretty fired up.
That makes for a tough, long day right there, man. At least you pulled it off at the end. I mean, that's why you stay.
I've had them same days and ain't seen nothing, though. So we got lucky. But it got, you know, it was a little windy yesterday morning, but then it got dropped dead gorgeous.
Yeah, yesterday it was a little calmer than the previous days. It was still a little puffy and breezy in the morning, though.
It was in the morning, but it was kind of coming off the shore. We got a little groundswell from that storm, and then it faded away. And we caught some big old bull sharks, caught some jackfish.
You know,
it's that time of year where everything's together, a lot of fish. And then we fought one for a long time there at the end, and then we had some squalls come up, and the wind kind of picked up. Man, I look down and say, guys, we got a long way to go, man. It's going to be – we have to make half of this run at night.
You got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Oh, ain't that the truth, dude. Ain't the farthest I ran from home was 90 miles.
Man. Well, that's rolling there, buddy.
Well, I don't know how smart that is, but – I mean, if you're going to go and it's nice, got to be something. I'm like, man, something, somewhere, man. Something is somewhere. And we got lucky, you know. Them old tarpon, every now and then, they'll give it to you like them trout. And you see that, you know, if you see them, you got it. They start slicking, man. There's a distinct smell about a tarpon. And there's not bull redfish.
Kind of like the difference between redfish and trout in the bay. You know, there's a distinct difference in smell, no doubt.
There's a distinct difference. We almost gave up. Like, man, we should have saw fish right here. All of a sudden, splashing, a bunch of porpoise in there. I said, man, I'm a porpoise, dude. And looked out there a little bit further. I said, uh-oh, there's one just gave it to us right there. So there's one. But there was a bunch of them right there.
Was there?
Yeah, but everything's moving around. McKean, like you're going to go back to no spot and see them. I mean, burn a bunch of fuel.
It's been that way all year on them fish, you know. And how about Robbie over there at Venice where he's been tarpon fishing? Are those fish moving a lot, or are they staying put for them over there?
Those fish are in spots, Mickey. You know, and I know you've heard Mike talk about this. And, of course, he's home now. But,
he's back over there.
No, he's home.
Mike Jeffcoat?
Oh,
you meant Robbie's home. Okay,
Robbie,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Robbie's home. Yeah, I heard Jeff go. Yeah, Mickey, there. I mean, it's a lot easier than here. I mean, we just got miles of ocean over there.
Right.
You know, you go check South Pass. Pretty easy. They're there, they're not. You go check Southwest. They're either there, or they're not. Northeast, same deal. Not real hard. Now the Delta, you get over there at 58 on the west side of the river, between there and Grand Isle. Then you kind of get into like fishing here. I mean, it's a whole bunch of driving around. But it's easy to check there. Here, you just strike out. You know, we got places where they go. Where we seen them fish yesterday, I ain't never caught a fish there, seen a fish there in my life. So we got a whole bunch of just swimming around. And I think all year there hadn't been much bait. So every time you find something, it's schooled up and it's moving, it's going somewhere. And those fish, yesterday evening, they were all feeding. They were all feeding into the current, just standing, not going nowhere. That's the first time I've seen tarpon like that all year was yesterday.
Right.
And they were eating. Everything else we've seen is just, you know, moving schools of fish.
Yeah.
But yeah, yesterday, that current is smoking from the east, man. I mean, about 2 knots.
Oh, I bet it is.
It's boiling. And it's been like a current inshore usually swings around for us, you know, right around the end of August, maybe the first part of September. But you'll lose that current pushing up from the southwest. You start coming from the northeast, and you throw that storm on top of it. Man, on my rig yesterday, and it was like boiling going through there, man. I said, check this out. And sometimes when that current's real hard like that, them fish don't like to come up. They won't show you where they're at.
True.
And I bet you yesterday when we saw them fish, it was right when that tide was about to either peak out. I can't remember how I looked. I don't know if it was going out, going in or out. But whatever it was in the evening time, you know, right there, it was fixing to peak out. So you may have lost a little current maybe while we seen them fish. Because if that current's real hard, you'll just sit there and let that current run by.
Right. Well.
So it was a long day, but it was worth it. I mean, you didn't put that much time in it.
Sure.
I was just making a loop. I was actually working my way back home.
You got a fish today?
No. Yeah, we are. The guy that fished me yesterday, he has a boat hanging up over here in a sled, and I'm going to help him do some stuff on the boat. He got a new GPS. We're just going to pedal. Not real fishing. And it looks like it's blowing pretty hard right now in the bay.
Yeah, it is. You got time to hang with me and let me do a commercial break and come back to you, James? Or are you busy?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Busy drinking coffee?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, hang on. We'll come back and talk a little trout here in a minute. Hang with me. All right.
Come off two pretty good days of fishing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Life is good.
That guy could be in a swimming pool pulling 9-pounders and never catch one.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
All right, we got more technology in our boats right now than a 747, and the fish just don't have a chance like they did. The harvesting of fish with all the technology and the number of fishermen that we've got right now is just driving that thing off the chart.
Fish are friends, not food.
Except stinking dolphins.
Dolphins? Yeah, they think they're so cute. Oh, look at me. I'm a flipping little dolphin. Let me flip for you. I know something.
Now, do you all have your friends?
Got mine.
And waking up at 4 a.m.
before the roosters start to crow.
If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 537 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain James Plogg. All right, James, we're back, man.
Got you, buddy.
Hey, I had a listener and he fishes with me a lot, a good friend of mine. He's going to be coming down to the beachfront this morning and was thinking about fishing in the surf. You got any recommendations for him, especially down by the pass area?
Man, Mickey, I never looked quite at the beach. What day did I ride up there? Not yesterday, day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I wouldn't say it's real clear, you know, kind of north, northeast. I don't know. If I was him, I would go south. I'd go down toward Freeport somewhere.
Yeah.
Fish that stretch of beach between the pass and Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that northeast wind may break off of there a little bit, you know. Man, I don't know. I mean, that's the best I would got. If I was going to go and have nothing else to do and drive around on a piece of surf, that's where I'd go.
Yeah.
And you really need to kind of let the sun get up a little bit because you don't know what you're fishing in. You know?
Well, that's true. You need to look at things, look it over. But, yeah.
It did stay off the beach yesterday. And when them storms came, the wind come out of, like, the west, which was, you know, still kind of blowing off the beach. So it might be all right this morning.
Well, all you can do is go look at it.
Yeah, that's what I'd check. I mean, if he's already in Galveston, I don't know about Galveston proper. I'd go check that.
Yeah.
What is it? Man, it looks like it's – I don't think it's straight northeast, but it ain't east either. It's like
– No, it's – it was kind of north-northeast, but now it's gone more just straight out of the northeast, 14 to 20, 16 to 20. I don't know. Oh, Cliff Webb caught some good fish in the surf last night down in Corpus.
See, they catch them down there, Mickey, like September and October. It's good. Usually
I know.
They go good. I talked to some people that fished in the surf this week, what day we get right, like Saturday, mm-hmm. and they didn't catch them. They caught some redfish, but I don't know anybody caught any trout.
Yeah. Well,
it just seems like down there, like, you know, September and October, they catch more fish. You know, and I don't know nothing about the trout migration in the surf. We think we know. I don't know. But the way that current's smoking, if I'm a fish, I ain't swimming into it to go nowhere.
I just got a text from Craig in G-Town. He said the surf's flat. It looked good.
Really? There you go, man. But that, if it is, then I'd go right there where I told you. I'd go as far south as you can go.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go north.
Well, it's a turkey shoot, you know, crap shoot. You just gotta go look at it.
Flat. That beach is flat. You bust them jetties, man, get out there about 4 miles, and it ain't too flat. and always, if that sun comes up, that northeast wind turns into, like, due east at about 20. And it's 3.5 foot before you snap your fingers.
Yeah, I'm just looking right now at the pass. It's San Luis Pass, it's northeast, sustained at 14 right now.
There you go. There you go. And I guarantee you get about 3 miles offshore, probably more east, probably going about 17.
Yeah.
Those fish yesterday were the first time that I thought I could get back if I wanted to go, or we had, you know, we were going again, that I would try to go back and fish them the way they were. They were feeding. And they didn't move. I went over the same marks. I had about 4 or 5 marks I was working, and they didn't ever go nowhere. You might could catch some fish, just I don't care how rough it was, just drifting maybe, even without seeing it.
Yeah. I remember we used to do that back in the day.
Oh, man, caught millions of fish like that. But we fish been the past 2 years, you know, if that school don't swim by you, you ain't lucky enough to drift over. But them fish were, you know, one here, one there, four there, five over there. You can get there 300 yards, you see two or three more. Every fish doing the same thing, all barely finning into the current.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably might go back and catch them this morning. And we're still watching the weather. We flew with this boat for a little while and see what happens. They show it kind of dropping out like in the middle of the day.
Well, the northeast wind usually does that. It'll start out blowing in the mornings and then it'll start diminishing as the day goes on. So.
Dude, if you look at that wind coming up for the weekend and Friday and all that, it goes bad, man. Like bad, like 25 knots and stuff like that.
Yep. It just depends on what that low pressure does down there, what it turns into and where it moves and what it does. It's a wait and see thing.
Yeah, that looks like good golf playing to me, buddy. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. I think Dana Trout fished a couple of days, Mickey. I don't know if he caught much. I don't think so. Maybe caught some little ones or whatever. But we really hadn't been going. We had been fishing in the Gulf. Hadn't been, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Gearing up. gearing up for fall, buddy.
Where'd you go the other day? Y'all went 8-for-18 on tarpon?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
That was Saturday. And then you went 2-for-5 yesterday. That's not bad.
Well, you average it out, that's 23 bites in 2 days. I'll take it all day long, twice on Sunday.
Yeah, but yesterday, man, 8 hours without even seeing a fish or getting a bite, that makes it tough.
I told my guys, I said, look, man, the way them fish are piled up, they're either all gone or they're there. There won't be no in-between. And I thought, okay, man, I was right. They're gone. And they ain't gone south. I done run 90 miles. And we got real lucky. Got real lucky. Man. And, hey, tarpon fish, that's all you got to see sometimes is luck. Just see me one fish, one of something.
Mm-hmm.
One of something. So I felt very fortunate to even see nothing. Then we got it dialed in. That's, man, this is it. There's a bunch of them right here, man.
Right.
And I knew, man, I'm sitting there fishing, fighting that fish. Finally kind of lost them. I looked at on the GPS, and it's like, 6:40. I said, man, we're 60 miles from home, Dad. We got to go. But it was a nice ride. It calmed down a little bit. It wasn't bad. I just don't like running at night, and I probably do it more than anybody else, and I still don't like it.
I don't blame you. I'm the same way.
Yeah, we do a bunch of them, and I don't like it. But I'll go up. I'll ride up there here in a little while when that sun comes up. And I'll give you a report on the beach, and you know, maybe in the morning I'll text you or whatever. But
all right,
I don't know, man. I guess it's better down south, you know, this time of year for, you know, catching the trout.
Well, we'll see. We're approaching fall. It's coming slowly, but we'll get there. Well, James, if somebody wants to get with you, 22nd, I think, something like
22nd,
that.
22nd.
Yeah,
gotcha,
22nd.
Gotcha. All right,
here
buddy.
We go. Well, if somebody wants to get with you and tarpon right now or trout later, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Come on, buddy. 497-71-7306.
All right. James, good talking to you, man. You have a great day. All right, be safe. All right, buddy. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. All right, now we're going to go to Lake Conroe. We're going to talk to Tex Bonin, see what he's up to this morning. Tex, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. I tell you what, it just don't get any better. That's all I can tell you. Man, we got it yesterday, Mickey. And when I say got it, I went out to bait catfish holes, and I took my wife and her two sisters. And I had three women in the boat, and I took those green night crawlers out there, and I said, well, I'll let them fish a little while, and I'll bait them holes as we leave them, you know. And then we got in that one place, and we were fishing with the bobbers, Vicky, and we had a blast, I want you to know. We sat there all morning and ended up with, I think, 17 keeper catfish. And had 7 brim, big old brim, I want you to know. Them old brim, I guess after they got through spawning, they fattened up now, and they got some shoulders on them, Mickey.
Do they? Meaty little boogers.
You got it. I got them. I'm going to have to freeze them this morning. But you and I are going to get together somewhere along the line.
All right.
But I tell you what, Mickey, as far as a fishing report, I was fishing rocks and bulkhead and the deeper stuff. I was fishing maybe 3 foot deep with the bobber, and we were sitting in mostly 7 foot of water. And right around, they'll come up and grab that worm and go for it.
The old green worm.
So, yes, sir, the old green worm. And we had it. Them girls had a blast, I want you to know. And I sat there and I have fished or caught a fish. I netted fish and baited that old night crawler on their hooks, and I keep me a bucket of water with some soap in it, Mickey, and when I get through handling that worm, I'll wash off, you know, and and kept them girls fishing, and they had a blast, I want you to know. We had maybe two or three throwbacks, and on all of the brim, they were eaters, put it that way.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, man.
One great big one, I want you to know, and, man, he that one fish might have fed me. I don't know.
Tasty critters.
I'm going to put them back and hold them, Mickey. I call them throw-down fish, you know, but I'm going to throw them down at you later on here.
All right. We
went to the deer lease. We're going again. I got a doctor today, and then we're going to go over late this evening, and I'm ready to put my deer blind up. Cap Mike Jeffcoat and Dwayne Bonin, my nephew, we all went down there and toted the makings of a deer stand on my trailer and my side-by-side. And we, the boys did it, I didn't. We got that platform fixed for that tent. I got one of them tent deer blinds.
Oh, I see what you're going to do. You're going to platform off the ground and then put the pop-up on top of it.
Right, that's what we're going to do.
That's a good idea.
And I'm taking some barthane wood preservative over there in a roller, and we're going to paint it probably in the morning, and as soon as it dries real quick. Mm-hmm. And we'll put that tent up there and let them deer get used to it, you know. And I'm already taking the side-by-side, and I got one of them little deer hopper feeders, you know, and we were running around down there and letting that thing feed, and you see the leaves all messed up and everything. You can tell something's after it already there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be all right, but that's what we got going on, Cap Me. We're going over to Singman, and I'm going to come back Saturday, and then that Marine he joined the Marines, and my nephew, my grandson.
Right.
My grandson. But anyhow, we got a birthday party for him. He'll be 18. And we're going to do that Sunday. And anyhow, life is good, Cap Mickey.
Yeah, it is.
And my daughter that had the cancer, she's working big time now. That's all I can say.
That's good. Bless
but
her
that's
heart.
That's our life, Mickey. Anybody going to Conroe this weekend or something other, I don't know how the wind's going to treat you, but fish shallow if you want to with the night crawler, and you'll get brim and catfish. And go out deep. We went out and baited two catfish holes yesterday, Mickey, it was for about 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I baited that 18 to 20 foot out on the on a drop there in the lake, and we fished around there and caught two little catfish and one keeper. And I said, well, let's go. I said, that keeper tells me there's some around, you know. And we baited up heavy and took off to another spot, and we didn't even fish there. I just throwed the cubes out, and we went on in, put it that way. We had, like I said, those 17 and seven bring them there too, so we had a mess of fish there.
Good little mess, you betcha, yes, man. All right,
so,
well, Tex.
And that was it, Captain Mickey.
Well, if somebody wants to come up and get with you on Lake Conroe, give them some information, buddy.
Okay, Captain Mickey. 713-252-4290. And look for me on LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You'll see some pages there. We've got youngsters, they've caught catfish and brim.
Gotcha.
We'll see you from there, Captain Mickey.
All right. Check it out at Texas Guide Service. All right, man. Well, Tex, have a good one. I'll check in with you this weekend, probably Sunday.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Captain Mickey.
Hey, thank you. See you, man. All right, that's Tex Bonin. And that's all the time we have for today's show. But we'll be back bright and early, Brandon and I, in the morning, right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.